My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You have to walk a weird line where you do a word salad with mental gymnastics when it comes to being an NFL general manager. You would not condone this type of thing. Then people go, well, then cut him. Well, I drafted him in the second round. And it was our first pick in the draft overall. I can't cut him. Well, you said you don't condone him. Yeah, I know, but we got to win football games. So then you condone it. No, I don't condone it. I don't like that he did that, but I have to let the judicial system play out here because I need to win football games. My job depends on it. Andrew Berry's job depends on it. You're asking me as a general manager? I can't defend this behavior for crying out loud. The call, the whole thing, it's ugly. I mean, you're talking about guns here for crying out loud. That's terrifying. Can't condone that sort of thing, but you have to win football games. And I can only tell you the truth how I see it, Anthony. Go right on ahead.
Yeah, I'm sensitive to it because you are talking about discussions that are actually being had in any front office in sports. Like, I know that, man, if there are women listening to this and been the victim of domestic violence, they're hearing this and going, wait a second, you're only going to cut him if he was a fifth-round pick but not a second-round pick? What message are you sending to your fan base? To the women in your fan base, what message are you sending to anybody in your fan base, if that matters? But you are approaching it like a realistic conversation, which is those guys' jobs are on the line with these things, especially when they're taking chances, right? They've asked ownership before, I'm sure. Give us guidance. Where is that line on when we can take a chance at somebody? And I guarantee, when they went and got Perrion Winfrey, they asked the Haslams, like, here's what in the past we know about him, and can we take him here? Eventually, you do have to get ownership to sign off on certain players, right?
Yeah.
It's not as if the Haslams just say, but yeah, you know, just take whoever. Like, because they know they're going to be held responsible in press conferences. They know if they draft somebody who comes in and does the worst thing you can imagine, then it's not going to be Andrew Berry holding the press conference. It's going to be Jimmy and Dee. So they have to sign off on some of these.
And personally, and this is non-GM stuff, like I said, there's plenty of people. Nobody said anything bad to me personally about him before the draft. It was all positive things. Yet they don't want me to say bad things about the guy. They don't want me to question anything about the guy. I'm not going to sit there and turn into Columbo here. They're the ones who have the FBI that works with them. They're the ones who do or the former FBI that works with them that can do the background checks and do all that stuff. They're going to tell me good things because they want a local kid drafted. That's the way it works. So when I don't hear anything, that sounds like plausible deniability. But when I make a general manager decision, if I were, okay, are we allowed to take a risk here? Well, do you want to take that risk? He is a local guy, because teams do shy away from taking local guys everywhere. Kid from Pittsburgh, hard to take kids from Pittsburgh, hard for the Steelers. Hard to take. I mean, go back to Dan Marino, for crying out loud. They didn't want to take him because he was, well, we're going to leave him back at home, and we've heard nothing but bad things about him and the drugs and the God knows what, which was all, according to Jimbo Colvert, garbage. Okay? They don't necessarily want to take local guys, so then I have to sell it going, well, his mother's very involved. His family's very involved. We can look after him here. He's a good player. He's going to help us. We can do it. Okay, you're the one who signs off on it. So now me as a general manager, yeah, I'm going to get the side eye in the hallway. I guarantee you.
Look,
I have to answer to this. And the way I answer to this is, if we win, people will not talk about it. If they lose, it's one of the first things that get brought up.
Obviously, when you think about like a locker room, it's easy to send messages with fifth round players or undrafted free agents. Yeah, we cut them. We mean business. You rarely see guys in the first or second round, no matter how bad it is. Now, I'm trying to think, who was it? The former Buckeye, was it Arnett with the Raiders, who was drafted, and I think he was a first round pick, but then he brandished a firearm and it got so bad. Yeah. Basically, they had heard a bunch of stuff. They took a gamble on him and then they cut him. I mean, they outright cutted him once there was video. Now, there was video again, so the public could see it. So that also is the difference. That's why I asked you before, if video came out and you saw that kind of a threat, or you saw a weapon that was being used in a threatening manner.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the thing, and I saw. We're getting, obviously, tons of social media reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Big Mike on X says, maybe it's time to look at these athletes for what they are. They're entertainers. We need to stop idolizing them and looking at them to be role models. Well, tale as old as time, right? I mean, that's something that we have begged.
Yeah.
We as radio hosts, we love a story when a player and an athlete is a role model. We love that. But we're also very, very... In the past, we have been very clear that, you know, that's a mistake to just look at all of these guys and look at them that way. That's true. With that said, it's more than just, hey, let's get all the talent we can on the field regardless of their past. You do have a locker room. You do have people from a lot of different walks of life. You have employees. You have staffers. When you start talking about potential gun violence, you know, every team does. It's their worst nightmare that gun violence is going to be associated with their team. I talked to somebody who would know about how security for almost every team asks these players about their guns. Obviously, state of Ohio, you can have a gun. I didn't even know this. You could have a gun and have it not even be your gun. You could just walk around. It doesn't matter whether or not you purchased it. I didn't know the gun laws. To be honest, so he's in the clear there, even if those aren't registered guns to him.
Mm-hmm.
The question would be, if you're a team, the teams like to know, they strongly suggest every player that gets drafted by them, every player that is on their roster, they like to know what guns they have. And the players, normally they tell them, because it's a safety thing. They don't want guns in the parking lot in Berea. They don't want any of that stuff. They get petrified to hear about anything associated with guns because they know players get in beefs, right? Players can get mad at their bosses. They don't want guns in and around that facility.
Yes.
Was he truthful about his possession of guns with the team before?
These are
all things that they're going to investigate.
But part of my job is also, he could tell the truth how he sees it, whatever. Mm-hmm. I could sit there and go, yeah, he might mean one thing, but really he's going to do another, and this is why we can't draft this guy.
Sure.
That's part of it. But ultimately, my job comes down to whether or not I win or lose. Because, you know, Andrew Berry has taken a lot of heat, and you're going to take a lot of heat, so rightfully so, right? You could have a team of Boy Scouts, and if you go 17-0, great. You can have a team of Boy Scouts, and if you lose, they're not going to let you keep your job because you took a bunch of good guys.
Yeah,
they're not going to do that.
They will want to know. Now, I understand your larger point.
I understand what you're saying.
They
yes.
will want to know, how big of a risk is he? How big of a liability
is he?
Well,
yeah, if I don't think...
Like, they can
say
they support him, and they're going to talk mental health, and they're going to talk about him getting the resources he needs. they also knew a lot about Mike Hall and why other teams didn't have him on the draft board before this incident.
And that's true.
Now, with everything on the line and 4 weeks into being a Cleveland Brown, he does this.
And so
How big of a risk? What's the next thing he's capable of?
And that's part of
what
you're
going to have to weigh.
That's what you're dealing with. And then when you get the guns in, that's why you must discuss whether or not it's right to just cut him. Okay?
Yes.
That is true. It's on the table. I'm not saying it's completely not talked about here. But I have to make the decision on whether or not this guy, if I'm going to, because when you go from, I don't care what they say about NIL, when you go from college to pro, you ain't got class anymore. There's a routine that you follow in college that is very, very strict in a lot of ways because you're in with them. In the NFL, it's a job. It's a job. It's up to you to show up to work every single day. And if you don't, we'll find somebody else who does. And it's a job whether or not you can handle the responsibilities that come with that job. And it's a different type of job because it's not all year round. So I have to be able to trust you all year round. And maybe they thought, well, he's here.
Yeah.
We'll be able to trust him during the offseason. We can look after him during the offseason. It's almost an extension of what it was at Ohio State. It's almost an extension of what it was maybe even previously. I'm not sure. But they're going to look at it and go, if we offer him, which is going to be life-changing money, if we offer him what is going to be an adult existence where now you're a taxpayer, he's always a taxpayer before, but you're a taxpayer of your own free will and you're allowed to come and go as you please because this is a job, are you going to pay that off? Now that's in question. Well, who took him? I took him. So now I'm in question. The only thing that digs me out of here is winning. That's why I can't cut him. I can't cut him. I have to see where the judicial process plays out because I have to weigh his talent, what he's worth, and whether or not that's worth the trouble. And Za'Darius Smith, not Ken Carmen, not Anthony Lima. Za'Darius Smith said, compared him to Aaron Donald last week. I have to weigh that.
And do you have to do it? How much are they weighing? Because I always think teams are just
weighing.
That
means I let the judicial system play out.
How much do you have to weigh what kind of distraction now this is? Because they're all going to be asked about it now. I mean, a week ago, they're comparing him to Aaron Donald. Now the comparisons are going to be very different. You know, that's the sad thing about it. When you look at his tape at Ohio State, it's the one thing every coach who came sniffing around Mike Hall Jr., what they asked, why wasn't he playing more? How is that guy? How did you keep that guy on the sidelines?
Tone, we said it in the game. We said it during the game. We said it on Monday. He played three quarters. What was one of the things that they talked about? His motor. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the things they were trying to prove. Nope, his motor's just fine. Look at him go. Third quarter, nobody's coming in. I mean, they weren't even rotating guys in. Yeah. There was a little bit of rotation, but he was basically left out there. And it was, you got to go. And he went. He went. So they were definitely proving something and showing him what it was at that time. And then he gets a day off, and then we see what happens. Guardians are going up to Milwaukee coming up on Friday. Will they stay at the Pfister Hotel?
Excuse me?
Mookie Betts of the LA Dodgers declined to stay in the Pfister Hotel for this road trip. They're in Milwaukee right now taking on the Brewers. They will play tonight at 8:10 if anybody's wondering. I'm sure that Dan Menigan is very locked into that series.
First place Brewers.
That's right. But the team hotel that they stay at, I'm sure there's a few hotels. Usually there's like two or three in a city that you can stay at. Was the Pfister Motel, and Mookie Betts will not stay there. He says that it's haunted, and he won't stay there because of the potential ghosts, which I looked into this before the show today. The Pfister Hotel, in its description, they use the term opulent. Yeah, the opulent Victorian Hotel is both 0.5 miles away from both the Milwaukee Art Museum and Discovery World. Guess what year it was open? 1893. That means that there are ghosts in the building. Do you believe in ghosts?
Inside that hotel, it looks like the Sistine Chapel in the middle of it, in the lobby.
Really?
I've
only seen the outside picture there when I saw it.
It's absolutely beautiful. Yes.
Are you a ghost believer?
No.
You don't?
I don't believe in ghosts.
So you would stay there?
I would absolutely stay there.
If you don't believe in ghosts, does the situation with a ghost encounter become scarier? If you're like one of these people I don't believe in ghosts.
That's right.
I'm not down with that. And then, like, say you do have a paranormal experience.
It'd be a game changer.
I think it'd be even
more
terrifying.
Not only that, it'd be a game changer. I'd probably change the rest of my life to investigate and to study these things.
You would be a paranormal investigator because of it?
I would probably leave my wife and my children And this now would be just, this would be my focal point for the rest of my life.
Now you're just looking for reasons to leave your wife and kids.
I would probably assemble with like three or four other guys just to try to spot these ghosts.
So would you stay
and to try to neutralize
so
them.
You'd stay in this hotel since you don't believe in
Manhattan.
Ghosts?
I would stay there. I would absolutely stay there.
How far are you willing to go? Because I think everybody's kind of lying when they say they don't believe in ghosts. Would you stay in the Amityville Horror House?
Yeah, for the story, yes. And also probably to validate why I'm not afraid of ghosts.
So you'd stay in really any one of the famous scary, quote-unquote, haunted places out there?
Yeah. What was the Netflix hotel where all sorts of, that they did a whole documentary?
That was the worst. The Hotel Chelsea or whatever was so terrible.
Yeah, just these older buildings in general.
I kind of want to ruin really it on purpose. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, did they find out what happened?
Yeah, she climbed in there on purpose.
That's it.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, scary. It's like, no, it's an old, crappy, rundown hotel that's poorly managed, and the woman climbed in there on purpose. End of documentary. There, I saved you guys all 3 hours. It sucked. Owen, you know it sucked. You saw it, too.
Owen, did it
you
suck?
You had your time wasted. It. Oh, you didn't? It's no. Because I told you?
Yeah.
Somebody else here was like, oh, Kenny, it was terrible. I go, yeah, it was awful.
The last hotel movie I saw was Transylvania.
Do you believe in ghosts, Owen?
I don't think so.
Am I the only person here who believes in ghosts?
Yeah. Probably.
You're from Tuscarawas County, Mitch. You got to believe in ghosts.
I think there's a possibility of ghosts.
Oh, come on. I'm the only person here who believes in spirits.
When I was younger, I think I definitely was scared and terrified, probably because every cartoon, every movie when you're young, it's about ghosts. It seems like that. So you believe all of that.
Why do the bad guys in all the cartoons have to dress up as ghosts?
Yeah, they do,
like,
don't they?
You can't just put... I think it would be terrifying enough if you came in there with a great big sword and pantyhose over your face and said, give me all your money. I think that would be just as scary as you showing up as a ghost.
Yeah, they really did put the fear of God...
What?
Because if you did that, that's close to reality. The ghost thing, not close to reality, differentiates that you're watching a cartoon.
Oh, that's true.
And they don't want to scare you with real life stuff.
I would want to... I think he's missing a golden opportunity to talk... to people who have not yet crossed over to talk to the spirits. I think he's missing. If he's trying to get a good night's sleep, I'm sorry, that's just not going to happen. Like, I've heard about the old place. I told you my mom would tell the ghost stories. She had things that she swore that happened to her, that her family said happened to her with Grandma Rose and the whole thing. Wild stuff. Now, I've never... The closest thing to a paranormal experience that I've actually had... That I know I've actually had, right? I don't know. My mom's ashes are in the basement, so we're about to find out here eventually, right? When I was a kid, my grandma died, and I had the last gift she gave me was this, like, Christmas bear. And after she died in February, so it was like 2 months later she died. The bear would, like, turn on by itself because you had, like, you had a thing it would press. And it was like, she gave me other gifts too. I was really spoiled by her because I was like her like grandson there. So she spoiled the hell out of me. But I had this bear and I would hit it and it would play different Christmas songs. And I still had the bear. It was a great bear. I might still have the bear for all I know. And I would hit it and it would play Christmas songs. And then the thing would play by itself out of nowhere. And then the one time on my children, which I know you guys make fun of me about that, but I want to prove I'm serious. I took the batteries out, and I swear to God in heaven, the thing started playing by itself. With no batteries, the thing started playing. Zero batteries, Anthony. That's the paranormal situation.
Yeah,
that
something
I've
like
had.
That I could understand would turn you.
I would
into
love
a believer
to have a conversation. Like if I were at a hotel and like the thing start. Like the shades start moving, or like the hot water starts running out of nowhere, or something like that. I would love to talk into the ether and go, hi, I would like to sit there and have a conversation with maybe nothing, but with a spirit.
Maybe a big mouth, billy bass, fish.
Things take me to the river.
Yeah, I could understand.
Does that thing turn on by itself if that's what you do? Is that what happens in the Soprano house?
I saw Boots, Mickey Betts specifically said, he did not have any interactions with anything paranormal. He also claimed experienced trouble sleeping because he constantly felt spooked, though, during his stay. I couldn't sleep. Every noise, I'd be like, is that something? Is there a chance he just doesn't want to stay with the rest of his team and just wants his own accommodations.
I don't know why he'd pick Milwaukee of all places. Right. But I don't know if the Guardians are staying in the Pfister Hotel, but it is something to monitor this coming weekend against the first place Brewers.
I know there's one in Oklahoma City too, right?
The Kyrie won't stay at, right?
Kyrie wouldn't. And many others. I think there were others also that said they wouldn't do it.
I think that'd be a hoot. I would if you're trying to get a good night's sleep and actually like doing physical activity, maybe you're just like, you know what? I'm just going to stay at a regular old Red Roof Inn that's probably not haunted, but I would like to stay there. Czar in Fairview Park, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Wonderfully. Go ahead, Czar.
They're not real. They're not real.
Why?
In your reference, they're just not.
Then why sets you straight.
Then why did Grandma's Bear start playing?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And by itself, riddle me that, Batman.
I'd obviously connect that to something electrical, then I would.
It's not connected to the wall, and there was no batteries in it. There were no batteries in it.
Well, you referenced Amityville Horror. The only thing that really happened in that house is Ronnie DeFeo killed his family, period. End of story. Now, you want to talk about some stuff?
Well, there's Go ahead.
I'm just saying. Okay, my grandmother told me when I was younger that when she was a little girl, she used to play in the house that became Franklin Castle.
Yeah.
She told me there was weird things that happened in there, that there were doors that wouldn't open. There were, like, cold spots in certain halls. By that time, I think my grandma was nipping the Southern Comfort a little too much, but, I mean, that's what she was saying.
I would say, and this is not going to be as fun, I don't think we believe in ghosts anymore because we're more occupied. And real. And Czar, thank you for the call. And I got to get back to Brandon Ayuk and stuff. We don't believe in ghosts as much because we're more occupied. I do think there's a proliferation of ghost stories with previous generations because they didn't have enough to occupy themselves. There was a lot of boredom back in the day that one wants to admit.
They didn't have Fortnite.
Yeah. Like if my grandma...
Football 25.
Think of how much quieter the houses were before. Like go back... You know, 50 years. Yeah. Think of how quiet the house is.
If there was college football 25 in Shawnee, Ohio, at my great-grandfather's house, probably wouldn't be as many scary stories to tell in the dark. Two-second trivia coming up at 7:45. Brandon Ayuk, the Steelers are back in. Do you want to trade for Brandon Ayuk just to keep him away from the Steelers?
So I asked you, Kenny, because like a month ago, I said, is he just, was his amazing season, was it just aided by Shanahan and the system and the attention to Debo and Kittle and obviously McCaffrey? Like, is that all this is? Because, you know, he's really good. He put up amazing numbers, and I know he can block down the field. And to a man, I've never been criticized so much for a football opinion. People are like, no, dude, he is unbelievable. Well, now that it looks like the Steelers might actually get him again, I'm seeing Browns fans say, system guy. So what is it?
Let's not gird up ourselves to just do this to make ourselves feel better about
it. Well, I want to know. People tell me.
I thought you were nuts. The saving grace that you may have is that they are a two quarterback system, and I made fun of Steelers fans I know where they're going, oh, man, what's Watson doing? I go, yeah, I know a team that used to have a quarterback competition with two quarterbacks every year, and how'd that work out for them? I know a team very well that used to do that every single year, and it wouldn't go well for them. So good luck with all that, buddy. But if you bring in Brandon Ayuk, I still have faith, and I might be the last one on this hill. I still have faith in Arthur Smith as a play caller, not as a head coach, as a play caller.
He's not going to squander that weapon.
Yeah, Dick LeBeau is a head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. Not good. Dick LeBeau is a defensive coordinator, Hall of Fame defensive coordinator.
Yeah, there's a bunch
of them. Cunningham, Owen knows this, as a head coach of the Chiefs, so-so. Defensive coordinator, cat's ass. So I don't know if Arthur Smith is just a bad head coach, and he's a good offensive coordinator. He did a very good job in bringing along Ryan Tannehill, almost resurrecting his career, and he had Derrick Henry. He made the best out of that offensive line. He has Jalen Warren. He has Najee Harris. He has guys who can run the football. He'll still have George Pickens. Now, if they get Brandon Ayuk, if you want to talk about team chemistry, if you get Brandon Ayuk, you got to pay him. That means George Pickens ain't going to be very happy about that. That's probably why the Steelers want to trade George Pickens and want the 49ers to take on that headache. But with Ayuk, if you get him, I respect his talent. The Steelers are a team that don't die easy, so I respect the Steelers. I really respect Arthur Smith as a play caller. I hope I'm proven wrong. I still think that he has the talent to call good offensive plays and to put together a system that is able to unlock a defense over time, and I hate to say it, I think it would cause us fits.
Well, I had this tweet yesterday, Aaron Chats, NFL, said, I definitely don't think Ayuk is completely made by the San Francisco scheme, but man, a trade to Pittsburgh would definitely hurt his fantasy value. You know, Well,
he's got two different quarterbacks possibly throwing to him. Russell Wilson, the question is whether or not time's passed him by already. The other one is if he'll ever catch up with time. So for fantasy owners, no, Brandon Ayuk would not be as good. Brock Purdy
is going to stand and deliver. How would we have used Brandon Ayuk? Because like you see how he's used in San Francisco. But in Cleveland, like what would that do?
Probably the same way we use Amari Cooper. You would set the table for the offense. 216-474-0092, Cool Ray in Bedford. Hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, Cool Ray.
Hey, good morning. Yo, the Brandon Ayuk thing, man. He'd have sounded good. He looked good in a Browns uniform, but he ain't coming here.
It's not even about that. I kind of joked with Lima about, would you trade for him just to keep him away from Pittsburgh? I don't know if that's a real reason to do it. Would you be concerned about him playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers as a Browns fan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, Pittsburgh itself and Mike Tomlin has never had a losing record with when they've had garbage around them. So imagine now this type of coach with this type of player. And Baltimore is coming up, and Cincy is still coming up. But let's be honest, if Pittsburgh got at least a shred of some talent, we'd be looking at them as the big dog in this division one more time. And the Browns would be still trying to come up. We haven't got, I would, as a Browns fan, that's somebody I do not want to see to land in Baltimore, Cincinnati, or Pittsburgh.
So you know the next question I asked. Do you think Deshaun Watson is better than the two quarterbacks they have in Pittsburgh?
Yes, I think I think he is.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Hold on. We don't know really about Russell Wilson, because that could have been a chemistry thing between, we hear stories about how the coach came in and just didn't like Russell and said things to Russell. So we really don't know where Russell's at. It could have been just, I don't want to play for this team no more, and this is it. But if it's the old Russell, I love Deshaun, but no. I mean, you have to go with a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Okay. But if you're going with the quarterback, right? So, wait a minute. You're going with Russell over Deshaun?
Yes.
Okay. So if Brandon Ayuk strikes fear in your heart as a Pittsburgh Steeler, why wouldn't you want him as a Cleveland Brown?
I would love to have him as a Cleveland Brown.
But you just said he doesn't work.
But I wouldn't want to trade him and then lose him and then have nothing in return. You know what I'm saying? We've done that before.
All right. Cool, Ray. Thank you very much for the call. See, it becomes a hard thing to say because you go, it doesn't bother me with Pittsburgh. Or if it does bother you with Pittsburgh, you go, well, why don't you want him to help him?
You have 2 seconds and only 2 seconds to win. This is 2 Second Trivia.
It is time for 2 Second Trivia and your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero Combo Meals. Make sure you try Mr. Hero's new chicken and bacon waffle doodle. Make sure you try it. It's fantastic. Made with authentic Belgian waffles, breaded chicken, bacon, and so much more. It's available in-store and online. But first, to win the 4-pack of combo meals, you have to win 2 Second Trivia, answering 2 questions within 2 seconds each. It's very easy, but it's also very hard, and that's why we do 2 Second Trivia. Proctor Anthony Lima, are you ready for 2 Second Trivia?
Yes, very excited to have all our participants once again for this week's 2 Second Trivia Competition Royale Extravaganza.
So away we go. 216-474-0092. Eric in Rocky River, home of the Pirates. Are you ready?
Yes.
Lima, take it away.
All right, let's get it started. Who threw out the first pitch yesterday before the Guardians match up with the Cubs?
Nothing.
Well, somebody had to throw out the first pitch. Someone had to do it. But who? Let's go to Jock in Broadview Heights. Some of the bees. Jock, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Lima, take it away.
All right, which Major League Baseball team's cap did our producer, who's screening calls as we speak, Mitch Spinell, purchase recently? The Pirates!
He got it right.
Yes!
This is one of the earliest ones we've ever had, folks. Jock in Broadview Heights is in the barn. Jock, your chance to win a 4-pack of combo meals from Mr. Hero. Jock, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Lima, take it away!
Stephen Kwan is third in the MLB batting crown chase right now. Who is the current leader?
Not sure.
So close.
Mitch, did you know it?
I believe it's Bobby Witt, right?
Well, don't
say gave it away,
out loud.
So that, there goes that question.
My God. This is a banner day for you, ain't it? Just get the phones. Jim in Rocky River, home again of the Pirates. We're big in Rocky River. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Lima, take it away.
What was an embarrassing effort by the United States men's 3x3 team? Owen was watching every single one of those. Can you name one of the American players on that team?
No.
Mitch, would you like to answer the question?
Bobby Witt. Patrick in Cleveland, home of the John Marshall Lawyers. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
Lima, take it away.
Do you know where the 2028 Summer Olympics will be held? The Olympiad.
Los Angeles.
Yes! Do you call it the Olympiad,
ladies,
Kenny?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I say the 34th Olympiad.
I call it, what are we watching?
I don't know if that's
what
else is true?
Are we ready? Lima, you're ready. Patrick, you are in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can you taste the Roman burgers?
This
here
is
we
for
go.
It all.
Lima, take it away.
Who is the Cuyahoga County executive who spoke the other day rebuffing the team's efforts to move to Brooklyn?
Bobby Witt.
That was a good one. Mike in Plain Township, home of the Glen Oak Golden Eagles. Mike, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Lima, Take it away.
Which former Cleveland All-Star recently named the interim manager for the Chicago White Sox?
Freddie Sizemore.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, our third contestant goes in the barn. Mike, are you ready for your chance to win a four-pack of combo meals for Mr. Hero?
Yes, sir.
Lame. Take it away.
As played on this very show the other day from another show on a different day, which Cleveland Indian / Guardian player did Spencer German think was more popular than Bob Feller? No, good guess.
Good guess.
Good guess.
It would actually make some sense than the answer he gave, Spencer gave. John in Walton Hills. I think that's the home of the Nordonia Knights. John? The home of the, you don't know. The home of the Waffle
Doodle. Questions, John.
All right. Well, someone's going to tweet it at me. Sorry about that, Walton Hills. John, you ready?
Yes.
Lima, take it away.
The last Major League Baseball reliever to win the Cy Young Award.
Eric Gagne.
John is in the barn. John, are you ready?
Waffle Doodle.
There we go. Your chance to win some Waffle Doodles, Tone. Take it away.
All right, here we go. What city just a few weeks ago did Owen Big Country visit for his son's wrestling tournament?
Wichita. I don't know.
Oh! I thought he was going to nail it.
I thought he was,
thought
too.
I thought he was going to nail it. Gabe and Ashtabula. Gabe, good morning.
Good morning.
Home of the Lakeside Dragons. Lima, take it away.
Who won the gold at the 100-meter dash men's Olympic?
Bud Dwyer.
Did he win? Did he get it in time?
He was not participating. Dave on the road. You're next up on
that. That is how they start those races.
Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Ghost. Do exist.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Now I hope Dave wins. Dave, here we go. Lima, take it away.
All right. Which Dodger player refuses to stay at a allegedly haunted Milwaukee hotel?
Mookie Betts.
Got it.
Dave's in the barn. Lima, turn away.
Who is the quarterback transfer the Buckeyes brought in to be their likely starting quarterback this year?
Will Howard.
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes!
Dave on the road, and I'm going to say home of the truckers from Norwalk. He's the winner of 2 Second Trivia, and he gets the four-pack of combo meals from Mr. Hero. Dave, how do you feel?
I am so excited. I am think I'm going to go half waffle doodle, half Roman burger.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Does a better combination exist? I think not.
No. Absolutely not.
Like
Dave,
to put a waffle doodle inside my Roman burger.
I'm going to put him on hold now. I'm going to hit hold because I don't want to accidentally hit the wrong button. Dave on the road is the winner of 2 Second Trivia.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.